joke, a great win for you guys tonight. Of course, one thing that stands out to me, obviously, a game of runs. You know, you guys had your run early in the first quarter, and then they went on the run the second quarter, but you guys were able to get that distance again with the run in the third quarter, and then kind of withstand it. You know, you were able to withstand a little bit of push from them there at the end, but it was just those early runs that, you know, kind of up and down, but you guys really locked it down the second half. And when you got five guys in double-digit scoring, four starters, and, you know, your first guy off the bench, got to be pleased with that effort.
Definitely. It felt like we came out in the game with a lot of energy. We made some shots early in the game. And in the second quarter, they established that they were here for a game. I mean, they made some shots and really pushed us, and we had to we found some success going small. Our three guards with Quentin and Brenton and Isaac were just pests in the passing lane. And I felt like they got out in the passing lane. We were able to get some easy baskets, and it made the game easier for us.
Of course, when you look at, you know, what they were able to do, obviously, you know, Kaler kind of took over for him a little bit there, but then you had Oberkfell come off the bench, and he was able to hit a couple of big shots in the second half. But, I mean, it wasn't for, you know, guys not helping and not really losing it on defense. They were just stepping up. But, you know, on the other end, it was like you guys were so patient, took so much time off the clock. You guys were able to pull that defense out, you know, but they kind of did the same thing. They were playing pretty good defense, but you guys, all you needed was that little bit of room tonight to be able to knock down some shots. So, how big is that for you guys, knowing that guys are setting up, ready to shoot, they're getting the ball, they're not messing around with a lot. When they see that open shot, they're not forcing it, but they're ready to shoot and they're ready to knock down those big shots.
Yeah, we're 7-for-16 from three, which was great. We changed some stuff with our ball screen coverage in the second half, with how we wanted to play 42. They did a great job in the first half of kind of attacking whenever we trapped the ball screen, and he was able to short roll out of it and get some easy baskets. And Andrew Casey just did a fantastic job on Kaler in the second half. And it was great. We just needed to establish a double-digit lead there in the second half, and our kids relaxed a little bit, and we were able to finish the game. But our defense was much, much better in the second half.
Of course, you knew coming out of this game, you both came in 0-2 in the conference, knew somebody was going to come away with a conference win. So to be able to get that under your belt, and, you know, even if it is just that first one, being able to have that, knowing that you're getting ready to go on a streak of, you know, this is the first of five conference games in a row. You know, how big is that just to get a little bit of momentum, especially after a week off?
It is. I mean, we needed a win. Kids needed some confidence back. The last six games for us, we're 1-5, and we could have easily been 5-1. You know, we had chances over at Benton, really in all three games. We, you know, had a lead with 4 minutes left against Mounds Meridian. They won the tournament. We had a lead with 6 seconds left against McLeansboro, and we didn't get a stop and lost that game. We lost to Salem by a point, you know, so we are competing hard in these games. We just struggled to find a way to finish a lot of them. You know, so it was a nice win. You know, it's good for our confidence. You know, going on the road against Carlinville is not going to be an easy task. They are a much improved team. They've played really well this year. They have some solid wins, you know, but we got a chance here to kind of get going, and we really needed this one, and the kids just, they had a great effort and played together, and it was great to be a part of.
Of course, when you look at, you know, what you guys do have coming up now, kind of going to be road warriors for the next couple of weeks. You know, you do come back here on the 11th, but then you turn around and go right back to Greenville. So a couple of road games, come back for a home game, and then you're back on the road again, and then you get back into non-conference play against Carterville. But able to not just finish a game but get a win at home before you go out on the road with this group, how big is that for them? Because it seems like they play really well at home, but it seems like those road games are where that's where you're struggling to finish. So being able to get this just with that momentum and home win and get that 10th win, or you say, okay, here's where we're at now, this is where we finish the season strong?
It definitely. I mean, that's been the goal. I mean, we've had every opportunity here to get going, and I feel like the Salem game, and I feel like the last game against Hamilton County, I feel like those were the two games. I feel like if we would have got those, or one of them, it would have got us on a stretch where we would have had a chance to reel off some wins, and I feel like that's how I feel now about the Carlinville game. So we felt really good about this one coming in. We matched up with them. We felt like we were the better team. We were able to come in here and get the win, but now we're going on the road in a 50-50 game against Carlinville. That's the one that we need to get to, I feel like, get our confidence going and finish this thing the right way going into the regional.